Imagine tripling your reading speed while actually improving comprehension. Sound impossible? For most of us trapped at the average reading rate of 240 words per minute, it might seem so. Yet scattered throughout history are natural speed readers who devour books at astonishing rates. Theodore Roosevelt read a book before breakfast daily. JFK processed 1,200 words per minute. These aren't superhuman abilities, they're skills that can be developed through specific techniques. Breakthrough Rapid Reading reveals methods refined by Evelyn Wood and taught to thousands, including White House staffers under multiple presidents. The difference between average and exceptional readers isn't intelligence, but processing method. While beginners see individual letters, L-O-O-K, and average readers see whole words, speed readers process multiple words simultaneously. The secret lies in training your eyes to make fewer stops per line, seeing word groups rather than individual words, a skill anyone can develop with practice. Despite expensive software promising reading breakthroughs, your index finger remains the most powerful tool for increasing speed. Why? Because it eliminates unconscious regressions, those habitual backward glances that slow most readers down. The average reader makes 10-11 regressions per 100 words, dramatically reducing speed. By simply using your fingertip as a pacer beneath the text, you can immediately boost reading speed by 10-20%. When Patrick Buchanan, Nixon speechwriter, learned this technique, he completed 3 books during flights to and from Hawaii after just 4 lessons. The method is remarkably simple. Run your finger just under each line, lifting at line's end and quickly returning to the next. Though initially awkward, this technique quickly becomes second nature. Studies consistently confirm the hand superiority to any mechanical method. Most students adapt within days, and if you use it for all reading during your practice period, you'll soon find it difficult to read without it, the ultimate sign that you've internalized this powerful technique. Beyond regression, subvocalization, saying words silently to yourself, is the other major speed limiter. Most readers comprehend words both visually and through internal speech, but natural speed readers simply see and understand, processing information like road signs while driving. You don't need to say stop internally to understand a stop sign. Subvocalization progresses through stages. Lip movement, easily corrected by holding a pencil between your teeth, voice box movement, noticeable by touching your throat, and finally, the silent hearing of words mentally. The goal isn't eliminating subvocalization entirely, but reading faster than you can subvocalize every word. By pushing yourself to read at 400 to 500 words per minute, you force your brain to process word groups visually. Initially, this creates an empty sensation until comfort develops, similar to learning to ride without training wheels. With practice, your brain shifts from dual-channel processing, visual and audio, to primarily visual processing, allowing dramatic speed increases while maintaining comprehension. Unlike traditional methods teaching horizontal word grouping, naturally fast readers process word clusters that include text above and below the current line. This out-of-word order reading resembles viewing a picture, focusing on parts while your mind integrates the whole. The first step toward this skill is circling, making rapid small circles with your index finger across one line, then dropping down 3 lines and circling back. This attracts your eyes to see through your fingers, capturing multiple lines simultaneously. As perception develops at higher speeds, you'll progress through 5 levels: recognizing words, seeing isolated phrases, grasping meaning intermittently, following the main storyline, and finally understanding while reading. Beyond circling, several other hand movements enhance visual reading: underlining, dusting, brushing fingers side to side while moving down the page, slashing, creating Z patterns, crisscrossing, following X patterns, and paragraphing. Different movements not only add variety, but can significantly improve comprehension. Sometimes changing techniques suddenly unlocks understanding when struggling with difficult material. The most efficient readers vary their techniques according to purpose, something most people fail to do. This one-size-fits-all approach wastes time and reduces comprehension. Reading purposes vary enormously. Business textbooks require responsible reading for concept mastery. Graduate seminars focus on understanding theses and main ideas. Novels need only enjoyment with no memorization pressure. Technical manuals demand procedural detail focus. A Harvard-educated stockbroker named John discovered that determining his reading purpose before starting saved tremendous time. By being selective about what required careful attention, he effectively read 5 times faster than before, developing specific strategies for different materials. Skimming financial reports for key metrics, deep reading analysis pieces, and quick scanning market updates. Good reading isn't just faster reading, it's smarter reading. Before starting any material, determine what level of information you need. Understanding the main thesis, learning chapter points, covering section points, examining paragraph points, or memorizing specific details. This strategic approach transforms reading from a passive activity into an active, purpose-driven process. Most people fail to remember information because they don't decide to remember it when first encountering it. The decision to remember must happen before reading, not when trying to recall later. 3 steps dramatically improve retention. First, decide what specific information matters based on your purpose. Second, organize creatively. Well-structured information is easier to recall. Identify central themes and categorize information into 4 to 5 items, like organizing 19 random groceries into produce, dairy, and meats. Third, create dramatic associations connecting new information with existing knowledge. The more meaningful these connections, the easier recall becomes. William James noted that memory improvement depends on how you initially record information. Use odd lot quantities, groups of 3 or 5 when organizing, as they're easier to remember than even numbers. The magic line technique provides a simple recall enhancement. Draw a diagonal line on blank paper, write the passage's main idea without looking back at the text, then add details on alternating branches. This visual pattern makes information easier to remember than standard prose or outlines. Beyond diagonals, circular patterns work well for fiction, linear patterns suit scientific materials, and picture patterns create visual representations, each serving different memory needs. Start with a 6-month plan. Schedule regular reading sessions, 30 minutes 3 times weekly, or using spare 15-minute blocks, keeping reading materials always accessible. Create a focused reading list, prioritizing materials crucial to your growth. Include intensive reading drills to build the habit of completing books in single sittings, like Theodore Roosevelt reading before breakfast or Senator Proxmire during lunch. Establish your own consistent routine. Begin with shorter works, gradually progressing to longer ones, and always read with clear purpose. The world's information doubles regularly, but your time doesn't. These techniques aren't mere exercises. They're essential tools for navigating our information-rich world. By mastering them, you'll join skilled readers who process information efficiently while others struggle with the daily flood of words. The key isn't more time, it's better technique. Your reading revolution starts with your next page turn, guided by your hand as pacer.